Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty God you are. You are awesome in all your ways. You are holy. Be high and lifted up, our King, King of kings, Lord of lords. We bless your name today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for all that you've done, all that you're going to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, welcome to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. Today is the 16th of February, 2022. What an amazing God we serve. He's our Father. He's our Lord. He's our King. Yep, and he says we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. What an amazing God you are. He said that he is the way, the truth, and the light. No man can come to him, the Lord, except through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. No man can come to the Father except through Jesus Christ. So I thank God for all that he's doing in us in the name of Jesus. He said that the God of his word is the God of our Lord, and that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So, Lord, we thank you for the spirit of wisdom. We thank you for the spirit of knowledge. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. In the name of Jesus, we are thanking you, Lord God, for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do. We thank you, Father God, that, oh God, your word is true. In the name of Jesus, you gave us your word. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that today is the day that you have made. We are rejoicing. We are grateful. We are so excited because you allowed us to be into this day. Oh, Lord, we can't make it without you. In the name of Jesus, we can't do anything without you, Lord God. We can't breathe. We can't sleep. We can't eat. We cannot do anything without you. You're the very reason for our existence. And, Lord, we thank you today. Because it's the 16th, the Bible number for 16 is symbolic of love and loving. Today is a day of love and loving. We thank you, Lord God. The number 16, yeah, is symbolic of love and loving. We, as the children of God, the Most High, are becoming perfect in God's love, not just by physically obeying his commandments, but by following the full spiritual intent of our Creator's laws and judgment. So we are grateful for you joining us today. Matthew 22:37-40. God talks about his word. This is duality of true love, represented by 8 plus 8, which is 16 in the Old Testament. 16 of the various names and titles of God specifically signify his constant, never-ending love for us, his children. Yeah, the children of Israel and us. This is a significant day for us, God's children, because it is symbolic of love and loving. In America, we celebrated Valentine's Day on February 14th, but in God's kingdom, we celebrate our loving Heavenly Father every day. We don't miss a day from celebrating him, as well as love for each other daily. Matthew 22:37-40 says, Jesus said, this is the greatest commandment in the law. Love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And wait a minute now. He said there's a second one like it, to love your neighbor like you love yourself. Love each other. So we got to love one another. Oh, yeah, we got to continually love God and love each other. So I thank God for each of you today coming on with us. We're on live. We're broadcasting from Jacksonville, Florida, all over the world. And we thank God that he, the master teacher, is teaching us. He's teaching us his will. He's teaching us his way. He's teaching us everything we need to know for life and godliness. Yep, he's ordering our steps every day, not some days.
What I can have. Oh, the sky. What what I can have. Oh, the sky is a limit of what I can have. Just believe and receive it. God will perform it today. Hey, hey, just believe and receive it. God will perform it today. I'm looking for a miracle. I expect the impossible. I see the invisible. I feel the intangible. I'm looking for a miracle. I expect the impossible. I see the intangible. I see the intangible. Oh, the sky. The sky is the limit to what I can have. In the name of Jesus, the sky to what I can have. According to his word, the sky to what I can have. Oh, just believe and receive it. God will perform it today. According to his word, just believe and receive it. God will perform it today. I expect a miracle every day. God will make a way out of no way. I expect a miracle every day. God will make a way out of no way. I expect a miracle every day. God will make a way out of no way. Just believe and receive it. God will perform it today. According to his word, just believe. And receive it, God will perform it today. Just believe and receive it, God will perform his word today.
Amen, amen. We are looking for a miracle from God. We need one. We want the miracle of the coronavirus to leave the earth realm. So thank you so much, Sister Lanny, for that miracle. You know, I know some people don't believe in miracles, but I mean, he performed many miracles every day. Just like when Jesus walked the earth, yep, he said, I change not. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We thank you so much, Sister Lanny. Let's continue with our worship. Our Lord. And we have Sister Gloria Jean Charlo on with us from Marrero, Louisiana. She's going to play a song of praise unto the Lord. Good afternoon, Sister Gloria Jean. How are you?
Oh, good afternoon. I'm giving pride to death. Thank God. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I give all the glory and all the praise. Sometimes my back be hurting, so I still on a heating pad, but I thank God I feel fine today. Tomorrow, I'll see the doctor, and I'll be doing better. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because although I know Dr. Jesus is the one.
Yep, tomorrow you're going to see Dr. Jesus. Yeah, you're going to see Dr. Jesus every day. He's going to make you feel better.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a saying that says, what you say is what you get.
Yeah,
you're going to see Dr. Jesus out every
day. Yeah.
He's the healer. It ain't the message.
Yeah.
He just prayed. I'm for a miracle. So our miracle is Dr. Jesus. Yeah.
Amen.
So what are you
going to
play today?
I'm going to do Blessed Assurance. Praise God.
Amen. That's it. Thank you.
Worship of God. Cover each and every person. I pray for healing. I pray for strength and deliverance and everything. I pray that you will continue to walk with us, God. Continue to clothe us in your armor, through your helmet of salvation, your blessed rate of righteousness, your buckle of truth. God, the sword and shield which represents the word of God and the shield which represents our faith, God. Please continue to allow us to stand up against the traps of the enemy, God. Allow us to overcome every challenge and obstacle, God, because it says that the weapon will form, but it will not prosper. And I pray that you continue to do all of these things according to your riches and glory in your Son, Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Look here. I don't know how he did it, but he's been looking at my message that I'm going to bring forth today. He didn't really do it. But I tell you what, the Spirit of the Lord is on Brother Brian, on each of us, because he touched on what we're going to be studying on today. Thank God for you, Brother Brian. You touched it in the prayer. So I thank God for all that he's doing to all of us. He's an amazing Father, an amazing God. Well, I'm going to need a little help today with the scriptures. So I'm going to ask, I need your participation. Who can read for me at the appropriate time? Numbers. I'll let you know when. Numbers 14:18. Just state your name and I'll write it down and so I'll call on you at the appropriate time. Numbers 14:18. Who wants to read that one for me?
Okay. Mary.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Mary. All right. 2 Thessalonians 1, 5 through 10. Who wants to read that one for me? State your name, please.
This is Marion. I'll read it.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Marion. All right. Exodus 34, 6 through 7. Who wants to read that one for me? Exodus 34, 6 through 7.
I'll read it. Sister Laney.
Sister Laney, thank you.
Would you repeat the numbers
right.
again? Exodus. Repeat the numbers again,
34,
please.
6 through 7. Exodus 34, 6 through 7.
Thank you.
All right. I'm sorry, was someone speaking to me? Malachi 3:6. Who wants to read that one? Malachi 3:6.
I'll read it, Gloria Dan. Malachi 3:6.
Okay, thanks. Malachi 3:6. Write them down, you guys, so you'll remember. All right, the next scripture is 1 Corinthians 13:1-8. I'm going to ask Brother Brian, would you read that one, Brother Brian? 1 Corinthians 13:1-8.
I got it, Sister G.
Thank you. And the last scripture I need somebody to read right now is John 13:34-35. John 13:34-35. Jasmine, you want to read that one for me? Hello?
Yeah, it was John 13:34-35.
Thank you, Jasmine. All right. Well, I thank God for each of you volunteering to read today. If you will put your phones on mute for me, I would appreciate it. Because right now I have all phones off mute. But when I call on you, if you broke your time, I need you to take your phone off me. You got a little noise in the background. If you can put your phone on mute for me. Still waiting. Somebody got to put their phone on. Thank you. All right. So today is Wednesday, the 16th. Still got somebody got their phone off mute. Could you help me, please? Check your phone. Make sure it's on mute. Today is the 16th of February. And as I said early on, The number 16 in the Bible is symbolic of love and loving. So my lesson today is taken from Exodus 34:35. The title of the message is God of Mercy and People of Mercy. God of Mercy and People of Mercy. We are God's people of mercy, and we need mercy. I don't know about you, but I can't live without mercy. Lord, if God took his hand of mercy off of us, we wouldn't be alive today. So we thank God for his mercy. All right. Exodus 34, verse 6 says, "And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth." Mercy means compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone with whom it is in his power to punish or harm. God is compassionate, and he is very merciful. He's patient, always faithful, and always ready to forgive. That's how our God is. That's the kind of love that God has for us. He's compassionate. He's forgiving. He's patient and always faithful and ready to forgive us. And, you know, I don't know about you, but we sin against God. I know I do. It's not intentional. Sin against him intentionally. Sometimes I'm ignorant. I may do it through ignorance, not even knowing that I'm doing it. So I have to repent. Father, forgive me. Father, God, our Father, our Creator, is the one that shows us so much love. And he continues to show us love to thousands and thousands of generations, forgiving the wrongdoing, disobedience, and sin. He never let the guilty go unpunished now. There are consequences for sinning. Punishing the children, the grandchildren, for their parents' sin to the third and fourth generation. But guess what Moses did? That's what the Word of God said. But Moses, God's mighty man of God, he called out to God. He said, "Please go with us, Lord. Even though we are impossible to deal with, forgive our sins and our wrongdoing we have done, and accept us as your own people." So how many people are you in for? You know, you see these children out here full of sin. You see it on the news where people are murdering people. Are you interceding like Moses did and say, "Lord, I know they are stubborn and rebellious generation. Forgive them, Lord. Save them, Lord." All right. So it's scripture time. I need Numbers chapter 14, verse 18. All the lines are unmuted. Numbers 14, 18. Sister Mary Nichols, you have that scripture. Did you find it?
I'm here. Yes. Numbers 14, verse 18. "The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and generation."
Thank you. So the Message Bible says that scripture like this: God, slow to get angry, and you feel love. Need you to put your phones on mute for me. Thank you. And huge in loyal love, forgiving iniquity and rebellion and sin, still never just whitewashing sin, but extending the fallout to parents' sins to the children in the third and even the fourth generation. Iniquity is immoral, grossly unfair behavior. Examples of immoral behavior is lying to your husband or to your wife, or lying to anybody about different things, maybe how you spent the money, maybe, you know, about where you went and didn't go, lying. Friends, talk to other friends and, you know, behind their back. That's immoral. A dentist perform unnecessary procedures and patients on their patients in order to receive insurance payments. Rebellion. Examples of rebellion are a student talks back to their teacher, a child talks back to their mother, their father, or you know, they're resentful. That's rebellion. That is rebellion. So we got to not be immoral. An employee ignores the dress of the employee ignores the dress code of where they work. They know what it is. Civil disobedience is, you know, resisting arrest, rebellion, and attitude against authority. When we look at God in the Old Testament and compare him to himself in the New Testament, God is different. In the Old Testament, God is a God of wrath. And in the New Testament, God is a God of love. God, who was wrathful, angry, hated sin in the Old Testament, is the same God who will inflict the vengeance of eternal punishment on those who do not believe in his Son. So who has 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 5 through 10? Read, please.
I do, Sister G. 2 Thessalonians 1, 5 through 10, which is a manifest token of the righteousness judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe because of our testimony among you believed in that day. That was 2 Thessalonians 5 through 10.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate all of you who are participating in the reading. God in the New Testament is very loving. The world, enough. He loved the world enough to send Jesus, his Son, for our salvation. John 3:16 says that God revealed himself. It says, for God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So the same God who revealed himself to Moses as merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love for thousands, forgiving the iniquity and transgression of their sins. So who has Exodus 34, 6 through 7? Say your name and read, please.
This is Sister Laney. Exodus 34, verse 6. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth. Verse 7, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will be by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation.
That's the end.
Amen. Thank you so much. From Genesis to Revelation, we see both God's stunning love and his terrifying wrath, his anger against sin and wickedness. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The next scripture I need read is Malachi 3:6. Malachi 3:6. Gloria Dean, you have Malachi 3:6. Hello?
I'm on mute. I'm sorry, I'm on mute. I was on mute. Malachi 3 and 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed.
Thank you. I am the Lord, I change not. So let's pray and ask God for mercy for the future generations, because our future generations are going through a lot. You know, a lot of our future generations, they haven't been taught the love of God. Many of them have never even stepped on a church, first step, second, none of the steps. Many of them have never heard of God. I'm talking about in America, the future generations. Some of them ain't even heard of God before. All they know, you know, about what's going on in the world, the murdering, the killing, the shooting, they know about that. But they know about, you know, children being kidnapped. They know those things. But they don't know the love of God for them. So we got to teach them the love of God. So many future generations have gone astray, turned against God because, many times because we've neglected them, being tired from work, dealing with life situations, being overwhelmed. But we must pray for them to turn back to God and ask God to forgive them for neglecting to live godly. So, and you know, us for not teaching them. Many times we've not taught them like we should. Whatever the reason was, we got to ask, Lord, forgive me for not teaching my child, my grandchild, my great-grand, whatever it is. So we must show mercy, gracious and long-suffering and abundant even for each other, in goodness and truth with each other, just like God showed it to us. If we say we love God, when we have never seen, I don't know about y'all, I heard that if we see God, we can't live. Well, all of us are living on here, so I know none of us have seen God. So if we say we love God and then we don't love each other, we're not telling the truth. All right, who has the next scripture? 1 Corinthians 13:1-8.
That's me, Sister G.
Okay,
so it reads, it says that though I speak with tongues of men and angels, they have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, though I have all faith that I cannot remove mountains that have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envies not. Charity does not vaunt itself. It does not puff up. It does not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not after her own. Is not easily provoked, thinking no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Charity never fails, and charity is love.
Amen. Now do me a favor, Brother Brian. Can you look up those same scriptures, 1 Corinthians 13:1-8, in the Message Bible? And I'm going to call on you in a few minutes to read them.
Sure.
Message Bible. I'll call on you in a few minutes to read them.
Sounds good.
So let's speak call out to God to love, you know, one another. God is love, and he placed, he's the King of Kings, and he placed within Jesus the kind of love that we need. But we got to seek his face. Now, Job learned love and forgiveness for his friends through trials. And Job went through many trials. His friends came against him. His wife came against him. But yet, he didn't get set free until he forgave them and showed them love. Agape love is or a love that is originated from God or Christ for human beings, for us. That's agape love. That's the highest form of love. 2 John 5, love one another. The disciples had to learn to love each other. They learned from being in the presence of Jesus every day. So we got to get into the presence of Jesus by getting into his word every day. That's how we get into the presence of God, getting in his word, calling on his name, just, you know, just sitting before him, sitting in his presence, meditating on the word. That's how we do it. So, Brother Brian, will you read that, 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 8 in the Message Bible?
Yes, ma'am, I sure will. And this time it says, everyone, if I speak with human eloquence and angelic ecstasy but don't have love, I'm nothing but the creaking of a rusty gate. If I speak God's word with power, revealing all his mysteries and making everything as plain as day, and if I have faith to say to this mountain, jump, and it jumps, but I don't have love, I am nothing. If I give everything I own to the poor and even go to the state to be burned as a martyr, but I don't have love, I have gotten nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want it what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't force itself on others, isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of sins of others, doesn't revel when others grovel, takes pleasure in the flowering of truth, puts up with anything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going until the end. Love never dies. Inspired speech will be over someday. Praying in tongues will end. Understanding will reach its limit. We know only a portion of the truth, and what we say about God is always incomplete. But when complete arrives, our incompletes will be canceled.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Brian. That's in the simplest form. I thank God for love. Because if we don't love each other, we're not loving God. We're telling something that's not true. Now, you know what? The Supreme sang a song, Brother Brian and Jasmine, they probably don't remember this, they're too young, and Micheline, she's too young, but this song used to say, you can't hurry love, you can't hurry love, it's a game of give and take, you can't hurry love, it's a game of give and take. So, you know, you got friends or sisters and brothers in the Lord, but you know, you meet somebody and you establish a relationship, it takes time to love that person. It takes time. But thank God, he will show us how to love. Love is patience. So we got to be patient. We got to be kind. We got to wait on God to download the kind of love that we need for each other. Because sometimes you look at a brother or sister and you go like, gee, they so unlovable. Why are they like that? But then we forget to look in the mirror. And see, we just like them. We're human too. We make mistakes. We done been through situations. So, you know, love is compassionate. And God will do it. If you say, Lord, I need love in my heart to love him, to love her, to love them. I ain't got there yet, Lord, but you can help me. And there's another song that says, the gospel in the world is love. So, we're the good news in the world is love. and it talks about Jesus. You know, the gospel in the world is love. Love thy neighbor as thy brother. And so we got to learn to love each other. So Jasmine has the next scripture. This is the last one for you all to read right now. Go ahead, Jasmine.
All right, so John 13, verses 34 through 35. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another.
Amen. Thank you so much. And you know what? The church is going to draw the world when we truly love one another. When somebody walk in the church and they go like, oh, my God, this is the place to be. These people love one another. But don't you know that many people who are not saved have discernment? They can walk in the church and say, oh, that sister hate that other sister. Oh, yeah, that brother, he don't like him. Don't you know people have discernment? They can pick up when we love one another in the church. They know when they walk in there and they can't feel love, they feel hatred and envy and strife. I'm telling you, the gifts and callings are without repentance. So many people have discernment. They can pick up. They walk in the church and they go like, oh, my God, these people love each other. I'm in the right place. I know if they love each other the way they're loving each other, they can love me too, who is so unlovable. So let's try. Let's move forward and learn to love each other. Forget about what Sister So-and-so did to you in 1982. Forget about what Brother So-and-so did to you in 2006. And, you know, all of these things. And we got to ask God, Lord, remove from me all of these resentment and, you know, I don't like him and I don't like her. Remove that from me, Lord. Only God could do it. I'm telling you. Lord, you know she done stepped on my toes too many times. You know he done looked at me cross-eyed too many times. So, Lord, but you know he said, you know, forgive how many times, y'all? Shout it out. Hello? Shout it out. How many times you said forgive?
70 times 7.
Thank you. 70 times 7. Yes. 70 times. Look how many. I can't even count the number of times God has forgiven me. So we got to learn to forgive each other. That's love. That's love. All right. We're almost finished with our message here. And, you know, I thank God for the word because he's so merciful. So we got to pray for God's mercy on the future generation. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the future generation, and we pray for your mercy, your generosity, your compassionate love. We pray that you would save our future generation, Lord God, from suicide. Many of them are depressed and oppressed and suffering, and they want to kill themselves. They don't think life is worth living. They're even murdering each other. Lord, they're killing each other. Not just with their eyes or with their words, they using, them guns, knives. They're killing each other. So we ask you, Lord, to forgive them for murdering whomever. We ask you to forgive them for stubborn rebellion. Because, Lord, we've been there too. We've been rebellious. Forgive the future generation. And, Lord, we ask you to forgive us and all of our generations back to the third and fourth generation and beyond. Forgive those of the future. Oh, God, we ask you not to kill them, Lord, but to give them mercy, to show them mercy and kindness and compassion, just like you bestowed upon us. And we ask you for salvation for our future generation, Lord God. Father, you are able to save them. You saved Jeremiah. He was only 8 years old. And you put your word in his mouth, and he said, I'm too young. But, Lord, your word says in Matthew 19:14. Allow the children, suffer little children come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. So, Lord, help us not to stop our children from moving forward by treating them mean, by treating them angry, by coming against them. We decree and declare that we will love our children. We will love the future generation. We will take time out. They're angry, Lord. They're angry because we haven't nurtured them, because we didn't talk bad to them. We didn't cuss them out. Remove that anger from them, Lord God. and allow them in the name of Jesus, oh God, to be shown love and to know the love of God in Jesus' name. Get your Bibles ready, your scripture search time, and then after that, homework. Guess what? I got a surprise for y'all. No homework next week. No homework next week. That's going to be the 23rd. Sister Mary Nichols, our precious sister, she's going to be talking about nutrients for our bodies next Wednesday. So you don't have homework. Hallelujah. But you can still read your Bible. You can still study your Bible because God commanded us to. He said, I want you to search the scriptures, study the scriptures. So I'm just doing what the Lord said, giving you some homework so you can study. Because I know on your own and on my own, if I'm left, oh, no. I said, oh, I ain't got no homework today. No, I got it every day. So scripture search. Oh, this is going to be easy, y'all. Very easy. But you got to listen up, listen up, listen up. So I need somebody, first person, to find it. State your name and read it. Find a scripture in the books of law, the books of the law. Who can find it? A scripture in the books of the law, state your name and read it. Come on, Bible scholar. Come on. Find a scripture in the books of the law and read it. Y'all know the books of the law. Y'all, we've been over
just
many
read
times.
Any verse, Sister G.
It don't matter. Any scripture in the books of the law and read it.
Okay, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Brother Brian, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Brian. All right, moving right along. Read a scripture from the books of poetry. State your name and read it. Any scripture from the books of poetry. State your name and read it. Come on, anybody, somebody, everybody. Come on, read. Books of poetry. Y'all know. Who's that laughing like that?
Sister Vivian.
Okay.
All right. Proverbs 31 and 28. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her.
Thank you. My God, I tell y'all we got brilliant people in here. Hallelujah. All right. Find a scripture from the Old Testament books of history. State your name and read it. Old Testament books of history. Come on. We doing a check today to see if you remember. Find a scripture from the Old Testament books of history. State your name and read it.
Sister Laney, Acts 9, verse 4, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice
no,
saying unto
Old
him.
Testament. Old Testament.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Old Testament. That's okay. Old Testament books of history. That's okay. Old Testament books of history.
Okay.
Come on, y'all know it. Y'all know the books of history. Open up your table of contents and find them. They right after the books of the law.
Right. Sister G. Mary from Mary from Joshua.
You can read any book in the book of history.
Okay. Well, I think it's
trying to
Joshua.
She's trying to ask me. I ain't giving you no answer. Come on, you give the answer.
Okay. Then Joshua 15, verse 12. The western boundary is the coastline of the Great Sea. These are the boundaries around the people of Judah by their clan.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Right along. Thank you. All right. How many books are in the Old Testament? State your name and tell me.
Sister Lainey, 39.
How many? 39. Good job. Now, choose an Old Testament scripture and read it. Anybody, somebody, find an Old Testament scripture and read it. Y'all doing great. I'm proud of y'all. Hallelujah.
Okay. Mary, Deuteronomy 31, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's Deuteronomy 31.
Hallelujah. 31 what?
Verses 6.
All right. Thank you. All right. All right. So we're on the last one now. How many books are in the New Testament? How many books
Sister
are in
Marian.
The New Testament?
Sister Marian, 27.
27. All right. Find the scripture in the New Testament and tell where it's found and read it.
Sister Vivian. Praise God. In Luke 4. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
Amen. Luke 4 and what?
4:1.
Okay. All right. You guys did so great. I'm so proud of y'all. Hug yourself. Give yourself a big old hug. Homework time. I know y'all love this homework job. All right. So give a 3-minute summary. You don't have to read the scripture. Just tell what yours is about. Tell it what it's about. Summarize. Tell me what it's about. All right, Brother Brian is first. You got Exodus 34:1-10.
Okay, everyone. So can everyone hear me still?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So Exodus 34:1-10. So this is right after Moses had whatever. So God is calling him up into the mountain. He told him to get the tablets just like he had the first time and to come back up in the morning time onto Mount Sinai to the very top of the mountain. And he gave him the same instruction that he gave him before, that no one is to come up with him, that he is supposed to go alone. So no man, no flocks, no herds, or nothing should be at the foot of the mountain. And so Moses had took the things, he took the stones or the tablets out. He got up in the morning and he went up into Mount Sinai, and the Lord had descended upon him in the cloud. And the Lord began to pass by him and to talk to him and tell him the things that he is. And we get to the very beautiful Exodus 34:6, and it says that the Lord God is merciful, gracious, long-suffering, abundant in goodness and in truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquities and transgressions of sin, and by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children until the third and the fourth generation. So after that, sum up the last few verses. Moses had bowed his head and worshiped the Lord, and he began to pray for the children of Israel, to pray to the people and to ask the Lord, you know, to pardon them for the things that they did, for they are stiff-necked people, but forgive them for the stuff that they've done. And the Lord said that he would make a covenant with Abraham and about the people, and that, so basically, I'm sorry, the last verse, he said that God made a covenant with them and that he would do marvels and wonders for things that had never been seen before, no among any nation within the earth, and that those would be his people. And that's it.
All right. Thank you, Brother Brian. Sister Lainey has 34, Exodus 34:11-20.
All right. Verse 11 through 20. The first thing God said to his people I need you to be sure that you obey what I have commanded you to do. And then in that 11th verse, very important, he said, I'm going to drive out the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. I'm doing that, but there are some things I need you to do. My commandment is that you don't make a treaty with the people because they're evil and will lead you to a trap. I need you to destroy their altars, smash their sacred images, cut down the groves that they use to cut up to make cut objects. They use certain woods to create their little idol gods. He said, destroy all of those. He said, do not worship other gods, for thy name is jealous, and I will always demand what is rightfully mine. I am your center, and you cannot have another god before me. He says again to warn them also, I do not, under the do not list, I don't want your children to marry them because they will go whoring after other gods, and they will follow with your people. Your children will start doing the same, and they will wind up eating their sacrifices. Don't make any idols. But what I do want you to do, I want you to celebrate the festival of the unleavened bread for 7 days. This is an annual celebration at the appointed time in early spring. It is an anniversary of your departure from Egypt. In other words, don't forget to remember. The festival of unleavened bread is a celebration to be remembered, shared. Now, I need you to be aware that the firstborn in your house belongs to me, and all the born males of your cattle and your sheep, they belong to me. And the last verse, the 20th verse, says you can buy a firstborn donkey with a lamb. In other words, you can redeem the donkey if you give me a lamb. The end of that verse says no one is to appear before me empty-handed. If you come to worship me, come to honor me, you must come with some of the sacrifices that I've asked for. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Next is for Jasmine. You have 34:21-30.
All right. These verses start with an explanation of the covenant that Israel has with the Lord. The commandments given were to rest on the Sabbath day, observance of the Feast of Weeks, the first fruits of wheat harvest, and in gathering at the year's end. Israel was to appear before the Lord 3 times a year, and the Lord would cast out any nations before them and enlarge their borders in return. They were not to offer a blood sacrifice with leaven, nor leave the sacrifice of the Passover until the morning. They were to bring the first fruits of the land unto the Lord, and not to boil a goat in its mother's milk. Moses wrote the words on the tables and stayed with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights, drinking nothing and eating nothing. And when Moses came down the mount, the people were afraid of him because the skin of his face had shone, but he still called the congregation near. And that is the end of my notes.
Good job. All right. Thank you, Sister Jeff. Sister Marion, she had Exodus 34 yes. and 35. Go ahead.
Yes. This is when Moses called upon them, Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation, to return unto him. And Moses talked with them, and afterwards all the children of Israel came near him. And he gave them in commandments all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. But not until Moses had done speaking with them, he put on a veil over his face. When Moses went in before the Lord again to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And when he came out and spake unto the children of Israel, that which what the Lord had commanded, and the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shined. And Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went back to speak with the Lord. In verse 35, 1 through 5, Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said unto them that, these are the words the Lord has commanded that you should do. 6 days y'all shall work, but on the seventh day there shall be no work. That should be a holy day, a day of Sabbath, and a day of rest. Anyone that work on that day will be put to death. You cannot even kindle no fire. That means no cook on that day, the day of the Sabbath. And Moses spake unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing the Lord commanded, saying, take ye among you an offering unto the Lord. Whosoever will give with a willing heart, let him bring it an offering to the Lord, gold and silver and brass. That's the end. That was 35, 1 through 5.
Amen. Thank you. All right. Sister Gloria Denny, 35, 6 through 15. Y'all doing a good job. Keep the work up. Maybe on mute, Sister Gloria.
Oh, okay. I'm all right.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I had some 6. Moses 35 began with 6. So Moses, he said Moses spoke to the entire congregation, to the Israelites, and said that God had commanded that gather from your offering. For the people give an offering, but give it willingly. You know, the women, because if you give it grudgingly, you can't really prosper. So he said, then again, let them give on their own. They've got and gather, and everyone is to bring for gold, silver, and bronze, or either red. Bring materials like blue, purple, scarlet material, fine linen, goat hair, paint, sand, skin, dolphin skin, acacia, wood, oil, spices up for anointing, oils and for fragrance, incense, on stones and other stones for setting in the ephod and the breastpiece. That's what the priest is done. And he said, all those that know how to do, have skills and know how to do things, you know, build up and put things together, because they're getting the tabernacle ready. God getting it ready for his people to be there. Bring his people. This is what God is all about. He wants to be with his people. He loves fellowship with his people. He loves his people. He wants to be with us. So therefore, and this is a tent, as they call it, and it says also to bring in hooks and frames, crossbars, posts and bases, and the chest with its poles, a tarmac cover, and bailing, and curtain. And it says the table with its poles and implements, and the bread of presence. The lampstand for giving light with its furnishes and lamps, and the oil of lightning, and the altar of increase with its poles, the anointed oil, the fragrant incense, the screen for the door at the entrance to the tent. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for it. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Sister Gloria Dean. All right, Sister Mary Nichols, Exodus 35, 16 through 26.
Okay, this is a continuation of the list of things that would go into the tabernacle. But the most important thing is that all of the donations came from everyone who was willing and whose heart was moved him, came and brought an offering to the Lord for the work of the tent of meeting, for all its service, and for the sacred garment, all who were willing. And this included the bronze for the altar, the utensils, the bronze basin, the curtain, tent pegs, the woven garments for Aaron and his son. The people in the community brought jewelry, brooches, earrings, gold and silver, and then they also donated their skill. Everyone who had blue, purple, or scarlet yarn, fine linen, goat hair, ram skin, and these were people who were willing to donate things for the temple as well as their time and their talents. Even women who were skilled in weaving goat hair. So if you have a talent, you have something to give.
Amen. Thank you. All right, last, we got Sister Vivian, 35:27-35.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. And 35, it's talking about a part of the work of the Holy Spirit to give Bezalel the gift of being able to teach others. You know, God gives us apt to be able to teach others to, and so enable him to form a body of skilled workmen. You know, God wants us to study his Bible so that we can show ourselves approved, you know. And so this is what it was, skilled workmen to carry out the conception. So in 36, verse 1 is talking about there is a volume of instructions all for all of this. We are too prone to regard God, the work of God, as insufficient in, for the minute details connected with his worship and for the minute details and for the service. And this is a great mistake, a mistake which has proved the fruitful source of evil and errors in professing church. So it's telling us here that just like God had them, and when we refer over to the New Testament, it is teaching us how to be skillful in whatever we do. He said, whatever your hands find to do, do it all unto the glory of God. And wait, I was supposed to be in 27. I started at 35, I believe. Let me go back.
That's okay. If I need to wrap
okay.
up, it was good. All right.
All right. And so,
thank
verse
you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You want to do 35? Go ahead.
No, finish say 30. Christ was the form, the anointed workers. I was going to talk about the anointed workers. Christ was the form of the tribe of Judah. So, in a sense, Bezalel was a type of Christ, however his name was. And Christ was filled with the anointing by the Holy Spirit for all manner of service. And we'll find that in Luke 4:18-19. Beautifully crafted, all this stuff was beautiful crafted. You know, whatever God gives us, it's beautiful. It's, and when we look at the gold and everything, it's beautiful, and the silver, and the work then was items, the work of the Holy Spirit. Now is in our hearts and our lives. We live out this. So we don't have to do this work for God with all the gold and the silver. We don't even have it. But we are to work out our soul salvation in our soul and heart. And this is the authority of Christ. And we'll find that in John 16:14. Praise God. So that is what I wanted to really say, how God is working in us today. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. You guys did an excellent job. I'm so proud of you all, diligently doing your homework. I appreciate diligently participating. So I really, really appreciate each one of you. And you already know God loves you so much. And he sees, you know, the efforts that we put into study. So thank God. All right, it's prayer time. I'm going to ask a special request for baby Chloe. She has a procedure coming up on the 24th of February. If I'm not correct, her mom's on, and she can correct me. But the 24th, we're going to say a special prayer for baby Chloe. We're going to thank God for abundant life for her and baby Zoe and baby Revere. So someone want to say that prayer for us, for baby Chloe, a special a procedure coming up on the 24th.
Lord, we thank you for this precious child, God. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Lord, we thank you. All right.
Lord, thank you for this precious child, this soul, God, that you have allowed to come into the world that the enemy, oh God, is trying to beat up on. But we take authority over it in the name of Jesus. And we command that this child be made whole. And when it goes, oh God, for this procedure, Lord, it will be performed so skillful, hallelujah, praise God, that it will come from under it, oh God, oh Father God, with so much health, oh God, and Father God, it will come through perfect, oh God, by the guiding of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we thank you for this child, and we give you honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Lord, we thank you for all the babies, Zoe and Revere as well. We thank you for their health and their strength. We thank you, Lord God, that they shall live, baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Revere. They shall live and not die. They shall have excellent, excellent, excellent lives. In Jesus' name, amen. All righty. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up your servant, Sister Miriam. I thank you for what you're doing in Miriam's life. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing her in safety, peace, and protecting her from seen and unseen dangers. I thank you for what you're doing in her. I thank you, Lord God, for providing, meeting every need. And you said, to whom much is given, much is required. So much is required of her in the study of the word, in the counsel for people, oh God. I thank you for all that you've done and all that you're about to do. And Father, I thank you for Sister Gloria Jean, your servant, oh God. I thank you that you are her great physician in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for abundant life and strength. I thank you, Lord God, for touching her body inside out, all of her muscles, tendons, ligaments, bones, bone marrow, brain, everything, skull. Oh, God, everything touching her whole body inside out, Lord God. So we thank you for all that you're doing for Sister Gloria Dean as she go about bringing forth your word to different people, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for their healing coming forth in her body like never before. And so, Father, we thank you for her strength, her health. In the name of Jesus, you are her great physician. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you that no weapon formed against her shall prosper in Jesus' name. And everything that the enemy meant for harm is already turned around for her good. We take authority over any sickness, and illness, any problems in her body. And we say that she is made whole by the stripes of Jesus. Father, I thank you for Jasmine. You're serving this young, mighty woman of the Most High God. I thank you for all the things that you're teaching Jasmine. Even as she sleeps, you're downloading more of the word in her. And you have great plans. You said, I know the plans I have for you, Jasmine. They are great plans to give you a great future, great hope. He said, Jasmine, let not this word depart in your mouth, meditate on it morning, noon, and night, obey everything written in it, and then Jasmine, you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. So Lord, I thank you so much for Sister Vivian, the minister of your word, who has comes on Tuesdays and prays for the children of the world and who ministers the gospel and God's favorites on Saturday, Sunday evenings at 8 p.m. my time, 7 p.m. her time. I thank you for the many people that you're blessing through her ministry. I thank you, Father God, that she is walking in obedience to you. She's praying for many people. She's standing in the gap for them. So for those who are holding up her arms, I thank you for her children, her grandchildren, or those to be born, a great grand, in the name of Jesus. Continually walk with Vivian, talk with her, being a lamp and a light to her pathway. Everything that she has need of shall be supplied in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for our dear sister, Rose Harbor, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing for Rose in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for blessing Rose in safety, peace, and protecting her as she come in, as she go out. I thank you for healing for her total being. I thank you for her children, her grandchildren, her even the people on her job where she works. Oh, God, I thank you for downloading in her wisdom, knowledge, understanding, oh, God, of your word. I thank you for the people she prays for daily, Lord. Bless Rose like never before. I thank you for Minister Sister Lanny, the mighty woman of God who you've downloaded so much. You said, to whom much is given, much is required. So, Father, much is required of her. on a daily basis, oh God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for her family, her sisters, her brothers, her whole family, their families, in the name of Jesus. Bless her church family as well, the pastors where she ministers, Lord. May they rise up and call her blessed, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Michelin and her family, her husband, her two daughters, baby Chloe and her daughter Zoe. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, to draw the whole family closer to you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for the ministry you've given her as a nurse. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you have given her much, oh, God, and much is required of her daily. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that she do the work that you're calling her to do every day, that you are downloading in her wisdom and knowledge, understanding of how to go forth. I thank you for Brother Brian, your servant, Lord God, this mighty man of God. I thank you, Father God, for what you downloaded him, for every podcast that he does weekly, Lord, the wisdom that comes from his mouth. I thank you, Lord God, that he is, oh God, walking in the blessings that you have given him, and more blessings will be bestowed upon him. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the anointing on his life to bring forth the word that will bring people to a higher level of understanding of your word. I thank you for Sister Mary Nichols and all you're doing for her and for her husband, for her children. In the name of Jesus, so Father, we ask you to bless each and every person on the line. We ask you, Lord, to move mightily on their behalf. And we ask you to continually, oh God, walk with all of us, talk with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway. In Jesus' name, and Lord, I ask you to give each and every person on, that's the one here that came on, a special blessing. Even today, Lord God, reveal yourself even more. Meet every need in our household. Meet every need in our body. You're the great physician. And, Lord, we are all standing in the need of more of you in our lives. And we say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody have a special request? Very, very special.
Yes, I do. Go ahead, Sister Lane. I'm sorry.
You will, baby. I'll come after you.
Yes, ma'am. There was a 14-year-old that was killed this past week in the subdivision over back of me, and the young man that killed him said he's going to kill all the young men in that neighborhood, plus all the way down to West Wego to another little city. So pray for our teens, pray for our children. Pray that this don't go no further. Amen.
Oh, God.
All right. Delaney, did you pray that prayer request?
Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, we heard our sister's prayer, her comments about the death of the 14-year-old and the heart of a young man that says he wants to kill more. God, I pray that, first of all, that you will stay his hand and whatever caused him to have this great hatred for himself and others. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that someone will come and minister to him to show him that his life does matter and that you love him and he doesn't have to kill other people for him to find his place in the world. God, we pray you stay his hand, send ministry to him, arrest that situation in his mind, paralyze it right now and until you and move it from his heart and his mind. Deliver him, God, in Jesus' name. We know the deliverance comes through the finished work of Jesus Christ. So someone will have to be there to help them to understand that. In the meantime, Father, arrest that spirit in Jesus' name. We pray, God, and plead the blood of Jesus over that community. We pray, God, that the prince of the air that has tried to use this young man to do his work, we pray that he will be arrested by the presence of worshipers who are praying and intervening right now, that people like my sister will begin to pray their authority in Christ Jesus because they are in it. They have power and authority over it. You said in your word in Psalms 115 that the earth, the heavens belong to you, but the earth you gave to me, and we have authority in the earth. We're in the world, but not of the world. So we can speak your heaven come down in our situation to plead our case. God, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. We thank you that you've made a way and a means of escape. We love you and give you praise in Jesus' name that you are in charge and with her revealing it, she has authority now to begin to operate in that area to declare Satan's defeat. We so love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
My concern, I have a friend. I'm sorry. Amen.
No, go ahead.
I have a friend who was taken to the hospital yesterday. I won't go into her case, but she was found, had been on the floor for 7 days, couldn't get up. They got her to her home, but she was rushed to the hospital yesterday with fluid around her heart, blood. They don't know where it comes from. And then there's a young lady who is a young anointed minister, singing minister, beautiful anointed woman. She fights cancer and crippling arthritis, and she was given up in 2020, and she's still here. She's been in hospice care all this time, and she's still fighting. Her name is Jackie. So the names are Jackie and Audrey. I just want somebody to pray for the miracle of God according to his heart, that he will help them surrender battle in these situations.
Thank you. Brother Brian, can you pray for her friend in the hospital and the other young lady that needs prayer?
Audrey,
yes,
and Jackie.
Ma'am. What are their names again? I'm sorry.
Audrey and Jackie.
Audrey and Jackie. Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you for what you've done, Rod. And right now, God, it's touching the grief. Everyone on this land, for Sister Audrey, Sister Jack, I pray that you will lift them up, God. You know their needs and all of the things that they're going through, God. And I pray for healing. I pray for comfort. I pray for guidance in this time of need, God. God, you are near the brokenhearted, and you bind up their wounds. God, you are close to those with the contrite spirit, and I pray that you will look after them, God, that you will be with them through all the things that they're going through, that you continue to encourage them and continue to uplift them in this time, God. Let them know that you are their God, that you are the great I am, that you are any and everything that they need you to be, in so much more, God. Give them the peace, God, the peace which surpasses all human understanding, the peace that will guard their hearts and their minds in your Son in this time. In Jesus' name I truly pray. Amen.
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 I'm sorry, was someone saying something? Okay. We're getting ready to close out. Sister Glory Dean, would you say a closing prayer for us, please?
Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for this day, God. Coming forward with the word, God. Speaking about the word with Moses, God. Teaching us, bringing us back to the things that we had kind of forgotten of. But we thank you, Lord, the Sabbath. You talk about the Sabbath. Keeping it holy, Father, every Saturday, well, on Sabbath. And, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for everything that's come forth, the prayers, Father. We thank you, Lord, for Sister G, as they call her. We thank you, Lord, for the talent and the understanding, the things that you've given to her to bring forth lessons, Father, the teachings, God. And we thank you, Lord, because you have taught her, you have called her, and you have anointed her, Father, to bring forth the things that we have to learn and use in each and one of us as your vessels, God, to bring forth the word, your word, Father, in a mighty way. We thank you, Lord, for today. We give you glory, God. We ask you to take care of everyone, all families, Father God, all over the world today, God. We pray the prayer, Father, that you preserve us from all evil, preserve our souls, preserve our going out and our coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. And God bless you all. Have a God-filled day, God-filled week, month, and year. I love you all, and God loves you so much, so much. Love you, love you, love you.
Love you, love you.
Love you too.
Amen.
Love you too.